Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show.
All right, here we are.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. We're in person. We're maskless because we're vaccinated and outdoors.
And we're outdoors. We're outside of flappers.
We've done this before. There's a Sears behind us, and we're on the corner of
First
Magnolia,
Ave and Magnolia
and First in Burbank right now.
There you go. That's a clock eater telling people where we are.
Already with this attitude.
Well, let me tell you something about this attitude. We both, did you fly today? You flew today.
I flew this afternoon from, we had no, Uber and Lyft are fucking bananas. They're way overpriced.
Yeah.
And, well, you have a more of a story than I do. I mean, everyone should have the number of a cab ready and call them first.
And just plan ahead.
Yes.
I got a series of, I complained, one complaint tweet. And some woman literally itemized different ways I could have gotten to the airport.
Oh, God.
At which point I was like, okay, I think you just want to tell me that I didn't plan this correctly. Because, and I'm going to let you have that because you are correct. I think, what now, it's opine for me. What do you think about coming in first flight versus sleeping it out and then just getting here and then just being tired normally from a flight?
You mean waking up early on Sunday
coming
morning?
Coming back. Yeah, coming back.
I hate it. I say sleep in and fly out at your leisure.
I think that you were correct.
Yeah.
I think that I was incorrect.
Because you feel like shit all day.
Yeah. And you're going to feel kind of tired anyway.
Yeah.
So why? Like, so my flight was at 7 a.m.
No.
Glendale, Arizona is so far away from the Phoenix airport.
Right.
So I, and Tom told me this, the guy who owns Stir Crazy, he was like, I've tried to schedule. It usually doesn't work. Guess what happened? Didn't work. So I scheduled it for 4:30.
So he scheduled
No, I scheduled it.
Okay.
He gave me cash.
Okay.
He also didn't know that the prices had gone up a lot.
Yeah.
So he Venmoed me more money. When I sent him a screenshot of this Banana Land, because here's what
happened. I saw that screenshot.
That
it
screen
was more than a plane ticket.
Right. It was more than the plane ticket to Phoenix. And
wow.
And I have to say I'm proud that I did not lose my shit and have a temper tantrum.
Good.
Granted, there were no witnesses. So how?
I believe you.
Yeah, so why?
I believe all Jackies.
Why have a temper tantrum if there's no audience for
right,
it?
Right, true.
So, like a child. And so I set it for 4:30 or 4:15.
Oh, and my God, that's awful.
It was dumb.
Because you're awake till 1 at least, right?
I did not sleep. I snoozed for, I drifted off for an hour.
Yeah.
And so by the time I got back, Andy picked me up at Burbank. Mm-hmm. Burbank, of course, a delight.
Oh, yeah.
And so Andy picks me up at Burbank and he's like, do you want to go to breakfast? And I go, no, whimpering. And he goes, wow, we're going to pass Kaiser. Did you want me to drop you off at the hospital? And I was like, you, I love. Because what I need sometimes is a little hard loving. I need a little sarcasm.
When my dad used to pick me up from SFO, you know, when I in the early 90s, and we'd always pass the wharf, you know, going back to Walnut Creek, and he'd be like, want to get a shrimp cocktail? Like, no, I just want to go home. So I always said no, and I don't like shrimp, and he doesn't drink. It was just like, what are you asking me for? And then when he was dying and he had cancer, we went to the wharf and had shrimp cocktails.
I love this story on so many different levels. You're just like, first of all, shrimp always makes me laugh. Shrimp cocktail makes me laugh. People think I like shrimp cocktail because I used to try to tell a story about it on stage.
Yeah.
And so sometimes people think I like shrimp cocktail. I don't mind it, but it is not something that you
who wants fish in a drink. That just...
No,
gross.
That isn't what shrimp cocktail is.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe if my dad had explained it to me, I would have said yes.
Exactly. All it is cold. It is cooked shrimp that is cold. That then you dip it in like a fancy ketchup. Let's go back. Let's go back to Wisconsin. What we're talking about here is cold shrimp in a ketchup, in a fancy ketchup.
So it's not alcohol at all?
At all.
Oh my God.
I don't think you had it.
Well, I you know what? I've never had it before, and my dad should have told me what it was, but I still would have not had wanted to pull over into Fisherman's Wharf after flying cross country
and done anything
from featuring.
Yeah. You're not wrong. what do you think about that beeping behind us? Do you think it's? I think it's pretty great to
pedestrians want. Yeah, they want to walk and they want to walk legally. That's what I say.
And they want to walk now, right? Right, fucking now. So yeah. So anyway, I had to reinstall Uber, and it was fine.
Wait. And so it was an app problem that they were charging you hundreds of dollars?
No. I just went with a different app.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Yeah. And because I tried to call a limo service, I was like, well, if I'm going to spend $200. Let it come with a butler.
Yeah.
And so they didn't answer the phone.
Yeah.
The taxi services that I tried to call did not answer their phones. It was 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 in the morning.
Sure.
So yeah. I reinstall Uber. I get a kid who's 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
Who's going to try to come and get me.
Yeah.
And he does. And we make it to the airport and it's fine. But I just had to make peace with the fact that I might miss the flight.
Wow.
Don't sweat it. Just keep going.
Yeah. Was it Southwest?
It was Southwest.
Yeah.
So,
you know what? That's easy. They're so easy with that. All you have to do is call 10 minutes before the flight leaves, so you're not going to make it.
Right. They're okay with it.
Yeah.
They're
you
super.
Just switch the money over to another flight.
Yeah. And I have for some reason banked money on some flight that I canceled that I need to remember to use.
Yes. Yeah.
Because they hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yes.
Yeah. And how were you were at?
Okay, so
a great club.
I was at Laughs. So this morning, I got my son. I brought my son with me. You know,
oh,
last
nice.
Weekend before high school starts tomorrow. And Saturday we went in a day early on Thursday night. My friend Cheryl flew up. She has a place in. She's staying in Portland for a little while.
Oregon.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So she popped up and so we hung out. She hung out with my son. He also has introduced her to anime, so she's completely obsessed.
Oh, good.
And so they during the Friday shows, they watched Suicide Squad
at
the hotel. So we went to
That's rated R. But I think with his anime coverage, I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, no, he's seen it like 6 times already. He watches constantly. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But
supposed to be a very like a DC version of Deadpool.
Oh,
so darker than Deadpool.
I saw it. Yeah. I liked it, but I didn't love it like people.
What?
It's not as dark.
Love it.
It's not as dark as Deadpool?
No.
I love Deadpool, but Deadpool was super dark. Oh, good. Anyway, I weeded off. Go
that's
ahead.
That's okay. So that was fun. And then we did, we went on the Ferris wheel. We did Pike Street Market 2 days in a row. And, it was pretty cool. Took the bus all over the place.
Yep.
The Uber from the hotel to Pike Market was like $40. I'm like, oh, fuck no. We're going to take the bus. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. And their transit system's not terrible. So.
Okay. Yeah. I saw you posting about transit, and I was like, are you okay? It's Maria used to
I'd love to take a local bus if I can.
Do you?
Yeah, Seattle's great. I mean, if you're in Oklahoma, you're in big trouble because they come like once an hour or something. But Seattle's like every 10 minutes. It's nice.
All right. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I don't want any part of it.
But anyway, I got my son TSA pre, but I didn't, you know, sometimes you have to do like 2 weeks in advance. And so I guess that they had to log the number. So we had to go in the normal line.
Yeah.
And it's awful. People, I don't understand why people aren't signing up for TSA pre, but don't because you'll ruin it. But still, why aren't you? It's ridiculous.
That is funny. And then you had, were you there just Friday, Saturday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 4 shows?
Yeah, 2. Yep, 2 and
2.
2
and 2? Mm-hmm. Yeah. How'd they go?
They were fine. They were good. We ejected people this weekend.
Yeah, was yours on Friday?
Mine was Saturday late show.
Okay, and you, what was it, just a drunk person?
Okay,
or?
All right. He, and first of all, to any comedians listening, you know, we are risking ourselves a little bit more than normal right now to perform, right?
Right.
So I definitely think you have the right, if you feel like this person's fucking up a show that you kind of are risking your life to do.
Right.
You can eject this person without any fear. And the people coming are also risking something. So fuck these people that are making shit bad.
Right, right. You don't want to make a show bad.
Right.
Everybody is, it, like you said. Yeah.
It's not just, oh, everyone got a sitter and you're ruining the show for that. It's,
yeah.
It's worse than that. Okay.
Yeah.
So stop it. So it was a guy. So Dave and Angela, they the first row surrounding the stage, that they didn't seat anyone, which is
okay.
Nice.
That is
that protects
nice.
Me and the audience from
yep.
each other, right? A little bit. I mean, you know, aerosols do spread, but whatever. It's less of a
distance. It's nice distance.
Yes.
It's good distance.
So he is in the front row, but he's in the first row
yep.
of people. And he's like, he's sitting forward like this,
yeah.
which is suspicious, right? Because everyone else is like this. Otherwise, they're in the light. They're partially in the stage light, right?
Yeah.
So most people are like this, watching, right? You're in, this is a,
yeah.
A non-dominant position, a
right.
submissive position to watch, right?
Yep.
So he's like this. But this could also be a back problem,
yep.
right? Or he's in pain or whatever. But he starts looking around, right? So he's not watching the show. He's looking at people laughing and kind of like causing them to look at him, you know?
And this is through the whole show or
this
just your set?
Early.
Okay.
So then I didn't notice it, but the other comics said that
commented
they were.
On, yeah.
yeah. So, so in the middle of a very tightly written chunk, he interjects something where it's this, he goes, ooh, good parenting. And here's the thing. Here's all of my parenting jokes about my son are actually about me coming up with horrible solutions to parenting problems. Okay. And they're funny because
right.
they're bad ideas.
Right. Right.
So, ooh, you got me.
Right. Like, right. Right.
Ooh, good parenting. Yeah. Oh, you got the theme of that one.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got a vibe instantly and I didn't even want to play with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes if someone
right.
interrupts, I play a little bit.
Yeah.
But I was like, this guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I could feel it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just said, stop it. He goes,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Right.
Mm-hmm. I won't do it again.
And, so the show goes on. He does it again. Right.
I'm sorry.
And then I'm talking to a woman about dogs, and he starts barking. He just barked.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And I go, what the fuck's wrong with you? And
I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
And then I go back and do it. He does it again. So fourth time. And I go, you're out.
Yeah.
And then it was like this. He looked shocked.
Oh, sure.
And
of course.
He's a middle-aged white guy, you know.
Yeah.
And
shocking.
He looks shocked.
That's the shocking part, that it was a middle-aged white guy. Anyway.
And I'm like, no, I'm not. I don't want to do the show with you here anymore. And the audience was kind of like, oh, my God, what's happening?
What's happening?
Because I wasn't being funny about it or
no.
anything. And I wasn't slamming. I'm just like,
no,
you
this
know,
is
you're
too much.
A fucking tumor. Get out. And then he
idea.
Left and I told his date she could stay. And she's like, he's my ride.
Oh, shit.
And then they left and then people were cheering and stuff like that. And then I still was like, oh, did I overreact? And someone's like, no, he's a fucking rude. It's
yeah,
okay.
That was out of his mind.
And then afterwards, a woman comes up to me. She's like, you... seeing that made me realize how important it is to set boundaries. I was like, good. All right, good. It was okay.
All right, you're a helper then.
Yes.
And so, yeah, mine.
Oh, yep. Wait, just one last thing. And then I went up to Dave and I'm like, oh, sorry about the thing. And he goes, no, I'm glad because everyone else there saw it and they know that they're not supposed to do that. So they'll
well,
be
there you go.
Better next time.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
And this
okay.
is Laughs in Seattle.
Yeah.
Just you should know that Laughs in Seattle with my Dave and Angela. Great club in Seattle.
Yep, love it.
Let's do a small plug for them at
yes.
this point.
In a great neighborhood, Capitol Hill.
Really great neighborhood.
Yeah.
And super fun.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple problems.
Mm-hmm.
Friday first show was a guy who became so fucking drunk that I was like, Tom, you gotta buy this guy a drink. I keep trying to use that as a way to get
no
him out of there.
No one knows it. You're
I
the only
anyone.
One that
have,
knows it. I'm telling
one that
you.
I remembers that
yes.
from 1991. Anyway, so I,
it's,
but
you,
he eventually.
It's not a safe word if you're the only one that knows the safe word, Jackie.
It's true. And apricot, get him out of here. So I was up and I was irritable. I was irritable
sure.
as well, just because I think it's because of what you just said, is that we're all kind of risking our lives.
Yeah.
Arizona, I was at Stir Crazy outside of Phoenix in Glendale. Not a mask. No mask mandate. And that mall is a restaurant mall, and then it turns into a club mall. And it's monsoon season. So in the middle of just standing outside, all of a sudden the sky throws a bucket of hot water at you like you're at a Korean spa.
Oh, my God.
And but the so it was it wasn't. You know, that room is small, right? It's a beautiful little room. With, and you can have 20 people in there and it'll feel full. Yeah. And there were probably 50 or 60 people in there.
That's
so,
great. Yeah.
And so first show, I was like, you got to go, man. Because he did it through everybody's set. And then during my set. And the staff is all new.
Yeah.
So they tried to talk to him, but they didn't know. And Tom was upstairs working with spreadsheets or something. And he goes, and afterwards he said to the staff, he's like, just swear to God, just come and get me. I'll get him out of there.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty peaceful, pretty good. And then second one I had was Saturday second show, where there was a guy before the show. I was just standing in that foyer kind of talking to the staff and Tom, because the green room's kind of small. And so I was standing there to chitter chat, and this guy comes in and he's just, you know, he's wearing a tank top and a baseball cap, and he looks like just a normal
Arizona guy.
He looks a little rednecky. Let me tell you the caricature that this dude looks like, right?
Okay.
So he's just super wiry and so he's chatty through, and he's just talking.
Right.
Like, everybody seems to have lost their impulse control.
Right.
Because of Zoom or something. And so he's just in between jokes, he's just commenting, and that was the problem with the first guy. But by the time I got up, so he's commenting, and the second time he does it, I just go, hey man, and he goes, hey.
Oh God.
And I was like, can I just tell my jokes? And he goes, yes. And he shuts up for the rest of the show. And so then I'm kind of, it was an interesting thing. And I wasn't kidding either.
Yeah.
And so the rest of the show, and I kind of kept watching. He was right in the front row. And I kind of kept watching him. And I was like, every time he would smile, I'd be like, oh, good.
Yeah.
Because I do want everyone to have a good time.
Right.
So afterwards, he comes up. He buys a challenge coin. Still available, folks. Anyway, he buys a challenge coin. And I was like, did you have a good time? I was a little worried about you. And he goes, I really did, and it's all good. And so I felt better about it, but I was just like, the shows are slightly different because of where we're at, you know? Because in normal times, because all of Arizona.
Wait, who did you have ejected?
The first show Friday guy.
Oh, the
this
drunk
was
guy.
Second. Yeah, this okay. was second. This okay. was second show Saturday.
Yeah.
First show Friday guy. He can fuck off. He can go eat a dick. I don't have it in me to have any mourning for that guy.
Yeah.
And he was so again, lack of impulse control, just sort of, and so loud. Like, even Gene, the MC guy, was just like, during his set, I heard him say three times, who's talking so loud? And, you know, Gene would have his premise, and then the guy would turn to his friend and repeat the premise that reminds me.
Oh, no.
Saturday, first show, I had these three women our age on the side. And at one point, they were talking to each other for front row again. And I said, you guys having a conversation about, you break up into a discussion group? And the woman goes, oh, we were just talking about our kids. And I said, during the show right now? And she was like, yeah. And I said, well, let's talk about them. What do you got? And she's like, two girls, they're 14, they're twins. And I said, fraternal. And I said, how about you? What do you got? She's got two girls, they're 13. And I was like, great.
Well, yeah. What do you mean? They could be fraternal or identical twins.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just literally just.
Are you just doing twin talk?
I'm just doing twin talk.
Okay. All right.
Hello and welcome to Twin Talk. We got two sets of twins in the front row, you guys. And it was boring. We spent a good minute and a half being boring. And I was like, well, I was going to go back to my act if that's something. And I was like, fucking go to the bathroom and talk about your kids.
Yeah, of course.
If you're worried about, is this the first time you're out? Did you want to go make a photo? I mean, go check on them.
Yeah.
Go. And yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at 14, they're fine. You know.
Yeah, they're fine. Too. It turns out.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't know if things are worse than normal right now.
They're just slightly weirder, I think.
Yeah.
They're not better, or, you know,
The other thing I was like, you know what kind of sucks is if you're a comic who's like, doesn't give a shit about the vaccine, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Your audience is also not going to give a shit. And they're going to come out and they're not going to give a shit. So you can, I think, more easily sell out a room because you and your COVID who fans don't give a fuck. I you know,
we
you
are
and I probably have
verbal.
Fans that are like, I'd love to go, but I'm not.
Oh,
I
got
feel
several
safe.
Emails from people in Phoenix going, I actually don't feel good about it.
And right,
I was like,
right, right.
Then do not.
Yeah.
Please don't sweat it. And
so
there
like
were a lot of people
double penalized.
Right.
You know?
Though I did have a very nice young couple who came to the Saturday second show who I walked out so that I could, you know, just doing laps. Right.
Yeah.
And I walked by and these and I'm wearing my mask. They're actually wearing their masks, which was nice. And they see me and they're like, oh, it's you. We spent all day watching your YouTube videos. And I said, you are smart comedy goers. Watch the YouTube videos of the comic you're about to see. And here's the good news. I'm not doing any of that material. It's all the new album.
Well, here's the bad news. I'm doing some of that material. So here, how about this? Watch one video. I think you'll get a taste, and you don't need to watch every fucking thing I've ever done.
True.
And see it after the show.
Second show Friday, I went so
that
deep.
That person agrees with me.
I went so deep into the vault second show that I was just kind of, because their energy was super low.
Yeah.
They were super low energy, and so I had to, I was just kind of wandering around.
Our Saturday first show was very low energy, and after like two jokes, I was like, I won't stand for this. I started yelling at them and talking to them.
I had my second show. Let me just say at Stir Crazy, I had such a good time because I felt no obligation to get all the jokes right.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, of course, I was like, oh, listen to how good that sounds in that order.
I know.
But
I know.
Whatever. But it was so fun. And last show, second show Saturday, I literally just got up and was loose and had a really good time. Mm. So come and see me, you guys. It's a golden age coming to see me.
When's your next road gig?
I'm doing DNA's little comedy festival.
Okay.
Saturday afternoon up in Santa Cruz. Is that Santa Cruz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When are you doing like a weekend? Yeah.
See,
I don't have a weekend for a while.
I picked up, so I go Saturday to Santa Cruz for that afternoon outdoor set.
Yeah.
Come back on Sunday. Monday, I go to Vegas.
Nice.
The
That's
Trop.
Right. Yeah. You got
so I'm
that
doing Laugh, Laughs,
yeah.
Laugh Factory at the Tropicana. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday morning, I fly to Albany, New York.
Yeah.
To visit your ancestors and open for Maria Bamford.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, I do, look, it's Josh, you guys.
Wait, hold on. Let me not sit like a man while
if
I'm
you
wearing
could,
a dress.
If you could show more cooch. He snapped a shot. Did you get a shadow of anything? Is that all right?
Yeah. All
okay.
right.
It worked like a charm.
Yeah, so I don't have anything till Austin in November. I mean, I'm going to New York.
Well, you have
Labor
some
Day
New York
weekend.
Trips. But
I'm
going
to be doing, you know, go back to my New York. Again, I hope.
Yeah.
Then I'm here at Flappers, I think the middle week of October.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then I'm at New Year's Eve. I'm doing Burlington. But I part of me is like, well, yeah, I do want more road work, but I also don't want to be gone too much because my kid, you know,
it's his first year of high school. And
right. And it's also like, you know, I'm sort of now released into the wild,
mm-hmm.
like an animal that's been caged. Right.
Right. Because there's no writing work at this point. Right.
Not really. No.
Okay.
So it's so my son starts school tomorrow. So I'm officially like a stay-at-home mom for the
wait,
first
is
time.
He going to school?
Yeah, they're going into school. My mom is not obviously not at the house anymore. So I'll be from like 8 to 4. I'll just be alone in the house with
writing the great American novel or
yeah, that. And yeah, I don't know what to do. You know, I'm part of me is like, oh, I got to write a spec. But I
have you thought about swimming for 6 hours?
Jackie.
Yes. Yes, you have.
I actually want to start lifting weights.
Oh, do you? You
want to ask for 6 hours? Because the breast reduction, I was one of those people, and I think most women are actually, when you gain weight, you gain it your boobs first. Mm-hmm. And so he took out a lot of the breast tissue that is available to gain the weight. So now when I eat as much as I normally eat, I gain it in my stomach now. And I'm like, oh, this is not what I wanted. So I'm going to try to, I think I want to start lifting weights again, because that's a better way to burn fat, and I don't have to get in my worry in my head about food. You know, I don't want to start that. I don't want to activate that part of my brain.
Right. Because you don't want to drive yourself nuts or.
Right.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. I'm trying to do all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to work or what's not going to work. And Barbara Holiday walking by. We're at Flappers, everybody.
Hi, Barbara. Yeah.
We're doing the Jackie and Lori show. We're very. Oh, so beautiful.
Oh, my God.
It's really for the best. Yes. Are you? Because they checked us, too. They're checking the comics as well.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you are. Yeah, I'm glad that it's
We're so glad you are. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Oh, you're creeping out the creeps?
Yeah.
Oh, you're weeding out the weirdos.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm willing to say that. The people who aren't getting vaccinated
98%
are weird. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, if you have some sort of medical reason.
That's the 2% I was giving them the leeway.
Yeah. 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 Come on in. Negative COVID test or vaccination. That's all.
Yeah.
We're trying not to make everybody sick. That's all. It's not the end of the world. Oh, yeah, we're happy for you.
Thanks,
oh, my God,
Barbara.
So happy.
Yeah, thank
you. All right.
Love you, too.
What a... Thanks. It's no, fine. No, thanks for the clock eater. That was awesome.
How's that audio sound?
Not bad.
Oh, okay.
Are we at a time when we should take a break?
We're 26, so let's definitely take a break.
Let's take a break.
Hello, I'm Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
And we host Still Buffering, a cross-generational guide to the culture that made us.
Every week, we share media that made us who we are. Things like Archie Comics,
Sailor Moon,
and lots of Taylor Swift.
And now that Riley's an adult, it comes with 100% more butts.
And now I am totally comfortable with it.
So check out new episodes of Still Buffering every Thursday on MaximumFun.org.
Butts, butts, butts. Join in, Riley. Butts, butts, butts.
Butts, 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 butts,
butts, butts, butts, butts, butts.
This is an ad for Stitch Fix. I'm Jackie Cation, and I have to tell you that I hate it with shopping for clothes. I don't like it. I'm not good at it.
Nope.
So shopping for new clothes, of course, consuming, tedious, expensive.
Yep.
Because here's what I do. I just go in and go, fine. And so, fortunately, Stitch Fix makes it easy to find the clothes you love.
Yeah.
Here's what happens. Stitch Fix offers clothing hand-selected by an expert stylist. After you do, like, a quiz, you do another quiz, and it's an easy quiz to tell you what kind of clothes you're looking for.
Sure.
What kind of clothes you like. And it fixes your... It's they set it for your size, your style, and your... your budget, mm-hmm. which I think is kind of cool. And then you try the pieces on at home before you buy them. You keep the favorites. You send back the rest. There's a little... Remember that envelope?
Yeah, it's so easy. And sometimes they send you stuff that I'm like, I wouldn't have thought of.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I got a pair... I've been wearing these jeans for weeks. I love these freaking jeans that they sent. There's no subscription required. You try Stitch Fix once, or you can set up an automatic deliveries. You pay $20 styling fee for each box when you set it up, and then it gets credited toward any pieces you keep.
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal. And get started today at stitchfix.com/JackieLaurie. You get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. So take a gander, see what you love, see what you don't love, but maybe you'll keep everything and then you'll get 25% off. That's stitchfix.com/JackieLaurie for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. Stitchfix.com/JackieLaurie.
I got a halter top and it worked. I love it.
Awesome.
It's like it's a nice... You know, I usually just buy, you know, crap at Costco. So it's nice to have like an official halter top that's pretty.
And an official person who knows things.
Sure.
Which I love.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So the drama of my album continues.
Let's hear it. I don't like it for you, but I love drama in general.
And here's the good news.
Yes.
800 Pound Gorilla sent me a rough draft.
Oh, wow.
And it turns out I'm funny. Yes.
Yeah.
I could not be happier.
Yay.
Here's an interesting thing they did, which I thought was kind of awesome.
Yeah.
They named the tracks.
Yeah.
I've always named the tracks.
Oh, okay.
I've always named the tracks. This is interesting. Whoever the editor was who listened to it named the tracks, and you're like, oh, this is what this person thinks this track should
right.
be called.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's 14 tracks, right? I'm keeping, I think, 8 of them.
The names?
Yeah, the names. Because I, you know, otherwise it's just something out of my set list, mm-hmm. you know, bullet point triggers.
Right, right, right.
And then I have a couple of that I'm going to listen to it again tomorrow and see if I want to change something. Because here's the thing.
Do they mix shows?
Do they do what?
Did they mix different shows together or is it
they
one
mixed,
show?
No, they mixed the two shows.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to change one of them just because the whole set, I don't swear. It's
really?
Super clean.
Amazing.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Whether or not that will make the clean radio station on Sirius is different because their criteria is so intense.
Yeah, right.
But it's nice. It's nice to not swear, right?
No, and I don't like it.
Thank you, Lori.
But it is weirdly jarring.
Yeah.
The last two tracks, which will never get played on the clean ones.
Yeah.
At one, there is... Of
did
the
they
five
take
shows,
out the, did they take out your cuss words?
No.
Or, oh, okay.
There's just versions. Most of the shows that I didn't swear.
Okay.
Because the jokes are done.
Yeah.
You know, I tend to swear when I'm looking for a word.
Right, right.
And so when the jokes are done, the curse words don't happen. And so, but the last two tracks, which aren't going to get played on any clean channel anyway, but it's a little jarring when I say, you're fucking a cat. When there is a version where I'm saying you're having sex with a cat and it hits just as hard.
Oh, wow.
So I just have to find that.
So you do have a clean bestiality chunk is what you're telling us. Thank God for the kids.
Exactly.
For the Christians.
For the children. And but I think it's very funny because.
How long is it?
It is 56.
Wow.
So that's interesting. And then it's also interesting that. The video is supposed to get edited starting again tomorrow with a new editor, with Ryan.
Right.
And
how much money did you spend on the first editor?
Not a lot.
Oh, okay.
Some. I would write it down, but we don't have any paper.
Right.
Because we're in person, you guys. Very glamorous. And but the thing with Ryan is he had this idea.
Yeah.
Where, because the four camera shoot was all done in 4K.
Mm-hmm.
So I have four cameras, five shows on a terabyte hard drive. I also have Brandon, who works at Acme, doing a switch, just in HD. And he's doing a live switch. And so that's recorded too, five hours of that.
Wow.
Ryan had this idea that it would be easier to edit if we could use the switch.
Yeah.
If Brandon did a nice job with the switch. And I watched the first 20 minutes from the other editor, and it doesn't work. But that wasn't Ryan doing the editing, and it's his vision. So he might have an idea where it's not quite so smash cutty, where he can grab video from something else.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't, I'm just going to have to go to fork the cameras and pay real money to get it edited correctly, like
right.
From Origin stuff.
Right, right.
And that's, I've decided that's fine. I have made peace with the fact, first of all, separating the two projects gave me a lot of peace. And getting that first rough draft from 800 has done wonders.
Yeah.
And I found out that I can get a lot of hard copies. I can get a small number of hard copies for not a lot of money, so I can solve my problem there, and it's not going to be weird.
What hard copy,
like CDs?
CDs. No one's offered me CDs, but I don't think I want them anyway.
Nobody wants them.
Yeah.
Nobody wants you to have them.
Right.
I want them. because my dad has a CD player. Aww. And some people, and Andy's like, you should look at how many CDs you sold of Hero. And I was like, yeah. And so I brought CDs, by the way, to Stir Crazy. Guess how many I sold?
Huh?
Goose egg, zero. Yeah. But
I'm surprised he did merch there. I did not do merch this time just because I was weirded out about being that close to people after the show.
Yeah, and it was...
But were you outside?
Tables, I was outside.
Yeah,
and the tables were real small.
Yeah.
And I brought a bunch of stuff. Like, I brought Ranger of the Dork Forest t-shirts, which are being discontinued.
Uh-huh.
And I only have XL, double XL, and smalls. But I sold a couple of them, which every one I sell means that my garage is that much lighter.
Sure. I brought out that garage.
Meat Shield t-shirts and pins, which are the charity ones. And I sold a couple of those. I may have to just, you know, Dave Hill. Remember Dave Hill, New York?
Yeah.
He's awesome. He sells a T-shirt. It's a fake gang where you fight townie punks.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Snakes That Are Sick of Your Bullshit Gang or something like that. And I bought one of the T-shirts and it's hilarious. But I might have to just do Instagram. I might steal his pitch and just try to get him out of my garage at cost. And then everybody can have Meat Shield t-shirts at cost. And then, because what I have always done with the Meat Shield money is I've always kept a prudent reserve so that I can reorder.
Yeah.
And so then when I sell them all at cost, I'll just donate all the rest of that prudent reserve to a last kind of...
Sure.
It's for races and the anti-Nazi groups.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So help the immigrants, sir.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I have CDs of my old CD, and
right.
I just don't want them anymore. I don't want them in my life or taking up space.
Darla and Phil, my brother and sister and brother, sent me the misprinted Bread album.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone who orders a shirt gets two of them. And I write the word coaster on them because they don't have the title track on them.
Yeah.
They have a different track.
Yeah.
So they are a collector's item.
Yeah.
If you were such a collector.
I feel like.
You want one? Attainable goal, Kyle Clark. You can have a 60. Anyway.
That Mitch Hedberg bit of here, you throw this away.
Oh, such a great.
That's what I feel about any sort of CD bonus I give to anyone who orders anything. And they might actually be angry that they purchased something they wanted.
If you.
Yeah.
Right. If people are mad that they purchased it, just email me. I'll send you more. And so you can give them out to friends and family.
No, I want to dispose of them ecologically.
Recycle, yes.
Yeah. It's just, man, I feel like Rooftop made all of their money off of me buying my CDs.
Very possible.
In 2009, that was right. When did the iPod come out?
2005, Kyle.
Okay.
Says.
So that's sort of on me, but all right, never mind.
Well, there's no way to tell, right?
Yeah.
There's no way to tell. And we're still calling this a podcast.
Well, it is.
Nobody has. I mean, I still have an iPod, but there are very few people who are still listening to anything on an iPod.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. Interesting.
Yep. Hey, we never did the comic of the week.
Oh, yeah. Very funny.
Yeah, St.
Like
Louis
we,
or Nashville?
She is here.
In
I just
Los Angeles.
Got her stuff off of Zany's.
Oh, right.
When I was checking her out.
So she was in Zane. At
yeah, her name's Carmen Barton. Carmen Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N, like Barton.
And is
Zane.
It Carmen with a C?
Yeah, of course, yes.
And is
there's
it?
No there's no Carmens with a K. No, she's really funny. She has a reel on YouTube that's like from 2014, so it's pretty old. But she has she was working at church, and she was like roasting a pastor.
Yeah.
And it was really funny. Yeah. She was kind of needling the pastor's wife, but it was funny, even though it had to be squeaky clean.
Yeah, yeah. Squeaky clean, but still doing the crowd work?
And then her other stuff is not squeaky clean.
Right,
so
but it means she can, because her brain's attached to her mouth.
Yes, she can do both.
That is outstanding.
She's very funny. She seems to be mostly on Instagram at Carmen Comedy.
Carmen with a C.
Yeah.
Okay.
Comedy with a C also, Jackie.
That's good.
In case
that's
you're
great. In case I'm wondering how
checking,
comedy is
checking
spelled.
With a C.
Yeah. And I was thinking that if I had twins, I would want to name them Morticia. And what's the name of the guy in Adam's Family?
Gomez.
I was going to name Morticia and Gomez.
I think it's good that you never had children.
Don't you think? I'm planning on having them now. I'm going to have them. I'm going to have them. Just I've decided to invent
someone
a uterine.
Someone else is doing a podcast behind us.
Uterine replicator. They really are. That is outstanding. There seems to be some recording. And
it's a podcast garden.
Oh, that'd be so awesome if there were. Okay, so I did Tom Symes, who owns.
Yeah, Symes or Sims?
It might. It's spelled Symes, but it might be Sims.
Yeah.
And but he owns Stir Crazy, and the dude is a delight.
Yeah, I like him.
He's incredibly, like, he's thoughtful about his club. He's thoughtful about his comics and his staff. And he has a podcast about the business.
Yeah.
And each episode is somewhere between 15 minutes to an hour max.
Yeah.
Todd Glass, I guess, had the longest episode, shocking no one, at 1:09.
Here's the thing. I didn't want to do our podcast this weekend because I'm trying to save my voice when I have two shows every night.
Oh, right. You didn't want to do it on the Saturday.
Yeah. And so all I had was Saturday because I got in so late on Friday during Stir Crazy. And I was
okay.
I'm having lunch with a cousin and then I'm going to collapse.
I volunteered you to be on his podcast to talk about what it's like being a woman comic and how the stigma of chicks aren't funny.
Yeah. And also stop volunteering me on people's podcasts.
Oh, we talked about Sound Exchange and it's going to come out in a couple of weeks.
Oh, cool.
And I told him I was going to bust his chops about it on the thing. And he was like, no, I was serious though. I've never talked about it on my podcast. And I was like,
oh, that's true. He wanted to talk to me about being a woman. Oh, no.
And I said, I can't do it. It's been covered. And he goes, well, we could talk about it. And I said,
no,
we couldn't. But here's who I think you should have on it to talk about it would be Lori Kilmartin.
What an asshole. What an asshole.
And then he said, I can't. I just have an opinion about why I think the stigma exists. And I would like to hear your feedback about what it was. And he was kind of joking, but he kind of wasn't.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I definitely want to hear Lori's opinion about your opinion.
No.
About why this is happening.
No.
And so I went to, and this is all text. And he goes, this text may be coming off wrong. So I go and we talk in the foyer. And I was like, it can't happen, man. And he goes, seriously, though, don't you think it'd be interesting? And I said, it might have been when I first did it in 1984.
Right.
And I can't do it anymore. And he was like, come on. And I was like, nope, we're good. And then he, we talked about Sound Exchange for 15 minutes. And then we talked for an hour about the real shit. We talked about, you know, sort of the booking of CK.
Yeah.
About, he was interested.
What was his take when he booked CK?
Oh, we didn't talk about that. I don't think he was. I was telling him that I had this theory that why CK gets booked on clubs is because people keep telling club owners they can't book him. And club owners are children, like comics are children.
It's true. They all think they're independent and they're
like,
all ornery.
You can't tell me.
Yeah, yeah, I'm independent. I believe in First Amendment for male comics. they're their own breed.
Right, and he said it led to him going, God, I hope nobody ever tells me I can't book somebody because I have that sort of trigger.
Yeah, sure.
And I said, we all have that trigger.
Yeah.
And when you don't act on it, it's called being an adult. And it's called being a grown-up. And because he has framed in the green room one of the Bibles that Doug Stanhope used to steal from the hotels. And he used to just take the Gideon Bibles.
Yeah.
And then sell them after
his
shows.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
And
he would
sign
them, right?
He would sign them. He would say, this Bible was stolen specifically for Tom. And so, and then he put it in like a shadow box and framed it, and it's in the green room. It's freaking awesome.
That's great.
And I love that. And I was telling him that I've probably seen Doug Stanhope's penis 3 times over the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. And at no time was it erect. At no time was it hard. And that's when
It was like a folded hand.
Well, and the thing is he was, it was a time when I was very drunk and we were all very, we were partying, as you can imagine.
I can imagine.
And the trout, and it was something that he used to do. He would just drop trout.
Yeah.
And then he would try to find like a sock or something funny to put on it. And
that's a thing.
That was a thing.
I was on stage and Michael Meehan jumped on stage naked during the closing of the Walnut Creek Punchline.
Right.
Which is, I don't know, it's a thing to be naked on stage, I guess.
Right. And so but it's not, I never felt threatened.
Right. Yeah, me neither.
And
yeah.
Because.
In that situation.
And you could tell me afterwards that you were joking and I believed you.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's still gross and dumb, but I believe you.
Yeah.
If your dick is hard, you are not kidding. You are deathly serious about some fucking thing.
Right.
Because you can't get the blood there.
Yeah.
Without being very earnest.
I think Bob Odenkirk went on stage naked at the San Francisco Punchline a long time ago, too.
But also,
that story.
Not hard.
No, not
right.
Hard. No.
And so, gentlemen, we're just saying, keep it loose.
keep it flappy. That's what we're telling you here at Flappers.
We're at Flappers, you guys.
Video games.
Video games.
Video games. You like them?
Maybe you wish you had more time for them.
Maybe you want to know the best ones to play.
Maybe you want to know what happens to Mario when he dies.
In that case, you should check out Triple Click. It's a podcast about video games.
A podcast about video games? But I don't have time for that.
Sure you do. Once a week, kick back as three video game experts give you everything from critical takes on the hottest new releases,
to scoops, interviews, and explanations about how video games work,
to fascinating and sometimes weird stories about the games we love.
Triple Click is hosted by me, Kirk Hamilton.
Me, Jason Schreier.
And me, Maddie Myers.
You can find Triple Click wherever you get your podcasts and listen at MaximumFun.org.
Bye.
It's weird. I listened to the Tom interview with Gary Bynum.
Oh, did you?
There's
must have
a character in my novel slightly based on Gary Bynum.
Are you writing about stand-up?
Not about stand-up, no.
Okay, good.
But he is definitely a personality.
Gary Bynum?
Yeah, a memorable personality.
That's interesting. When I was introduced to him,
yeah,
I was specifically told that he didn't want to talk to comics.
Yeah.
So I was like, good. I don't want to talk to anybody. And so we barely spoke ever.
Well, you know, I when I was coming up, he...
But you've lived here so much longer.
Yes, he would talk to comics. He would be hanging out, you know.
It was back in the day.
But even the short interludes of conversation are, you know, he's a very stark persona, let's say, you know. Just a super cheap guy, very opinionated about comedy and stuff like that. And there's been a couple of guys like that in my life as a comic on different coasts that are, you know, just fucking cheap. And that's it. They're not going to bend on that. And if you are cool with that, then you guys, and you do well on stage, then, you know, he's,
right.
You can have any kind of conversation you want with him.
Right. Yeah. If you're willing to work for the money that he's willing to pay.
Yeah.
He's perfectly polite. I remember the first time I worked there, Vilmos got me in there.
Oh yeah, Vilmos.
Yeah.
Is he still in Denver?
No, he's outside of Chicago.
Oh,
and he's doing software. Okay. He's got a really good software job. And
he always had that going on on the side. Yeah.
Right. He's still my website host.
Yeah.
So but he introduced me to Gary and I remember I came from here to do Tucson.
Yeah.
And it was a condo. And I was like, oh, no, I'm going to Priceline. And I found a La Quinta for $35 a night.
Oh, I think
nights.
They ended up using that La Quinta for a while.
And then after I did that, they ended up using that La Quinta. Because I was like, this is nice.
Yeah.
And now they've gone back to a condo, if it's even reopened. But when it was open before COVID.
Right.
It was it was where Hoodie died.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't wanna. I liked Hoodie.
Oh, he died at the condo?
Yeah, he died on that couch that they didn't replace to my knowledge. And I was like, I'm good. I don't need to. I liked Hoodie. I was always sad I never had Woody on the Dork Forest.
Oh yeah.
Because he had a really weird dorkdom, which was pencils. He loved a very specific kind of pencil.
Right.
They were Ticonderoga. number twos, and he gave me a stack of them once, and I still have them, and it's, I think, of to a hoodie.
He was also, a comedy, a protector of comedy's legacy, and so he taught the local up-and-comers, the new comics how to MC and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You need someone to do that. That wasn't his only function in life, but that was nice that he did that.
It's a nice legacy for him, though, because, he met so many young comics who are featuring and closing and stuff.
Yeah.
And so he's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
How was the episode with Gary Bynum and Tom?
It was interesting.
Yeah.
It was good to hear.
What I like about Tom told me that he edits it down to a minute, he keeps it tight.
Yeah.
And we only recorded for 20 minutes.
I would like to hear more business stuff, though. I'm interested in, I'd love to know how Flapper's kept afloat, I'd like to know how all these guys kept afloat, some of them had PPP loans and some of them didn't. I don't know if they just had a reserve or something. It's kind of interesting to me. And Flappers was doing shows the whole time
and
Zoom
remember
shows,
remember when they were, I don't even know if they might still be doing it, doing the old people homes, three meals a day.
They aren't now, but they were feeding. Yeah. They became a restaurant. The state of California hired them to feed the elderly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, whatever I appreciate the hustle.
I bought rice and toilet papers. And
I did too.
They
were a grocery store for a while.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to buy this stuff anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's some money.
Might as well drive by the club. Yeah.
Will would run out with bags.
That's right.
Yeah.
But that's great. That's
it
awesome.
It is great.
Yeah. I don't know. And then this fall is so strange to try to prepare for, I mean, I read a lot of doctors, COVID doctors, I have a list that I made for Twitter that I look at.
Yeah?
And it's just someone saying this is the beginning. And it's already horrendous. And then other people are like, well, in England it was awful. And then it just dropped immediately. And they still couldn't figure out why. So it's hard to plan.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at an open fall, basically. And I'm going, well, do I want to immediately try to get another writing job? And part of me's like, yes, you must. You shouldn't never have a day off. But I've been, having jobs, especially since my kid was born. I was on absolute panic mode. And
so for 15 years, you've been grinding it out. So you could take, I would say, it's a tough crowd.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's 2004. And before that, I was doing HTML. Like when I moved to New York is when all of a sudden I was working day jobs and comedy all the time.
So 17 years writing and another 10 before that.
A couple before that, or four. But and then part of me is like, yeah, but I'm a middle-aged woman. If I have any opportunity, I should grab it because I'm unhirable in Los Angeles, right? Maybe. I don't know. I have no idea.
It's hard to tell.
Did I just have a great thing for 10 and a half years and that's it? I don't know. I don't have an answer,
obviously.
But I'm just saying, those are the things that are running through my head.
You know, what's weird about that. Of course that's running. Yeah, because we all have that. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you about Peter Marshall?
Yes.
Okay. The Hollywood Squares
them.
Guys. I didn't tell the people?
No.
People. Peter Marshall is 95 years old and is looking for voiceover work. But other than
you didn't tell me he's looking for VA. You told me some other stuff about his
kid. Well, his son. And that was in TMZ and Deadline and stuff.
Oh,
his son
see.
Passed away from COVID.
Yeah.
In a week, his son was 68 and he lived in Kauai and he wouldn't get the vaccine because there was no COVID in Hawaii.
Well, that makes sense because there's nobody flying to Hawaii bringing COVID.
There's no rats either.
25,000 planes a day. Yeah. It's full of tourists. I mean, even though they stopped it for a little bit, it's they're obviously back.
So back.
Yeah.
So where are we at? Because I'm schwitzing
Please,
like
Kyle,
crazy.
I'm so. 6 minutes left. Oh, my God.
Six
I'm
minutes.
So hot.
I'm warm.
Oh, I got my I texted the group. But we took one. It's the picture for my album.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, I hired a makeup artist. She did a great job. She did my hair. It's amazing.
And then why are you using that picture?
I don't know. It feels like it's a comedy album. It should be a funny picture. And
nope.
No?
Why?
No. Because it's an album of you. Yeah. You will already be funny. Let me tell you an Elliot Cation.
Okay.
Okay, which is, he's like, you should never introduce anyone as being funny. They go up and they produce it. You introduce them with their credits. People are wowed. They expect. They're like, oh, this is a gift. Someone who's been on television. Someone who's done these things. And then you go up and then you're funny.
Right.
So I think that that's kind of comparable in the album where people want to see your face. Like mine doesn't even have my face on it. Mine is not.
I like yours. Yours is funny, though.
It isn't that funny. It's just sort of Art Deco.
Commentary on the times. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's just, yeah. Because whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. I was funny and I looked good. You're going to want that. You're going to want that.
Maybe.
Right.
And well, I'll go back and look at the smilers then.
Yeah, look at the smilers and look at the, I mean, the. I think, because I want to see, because you're naming it that, I want to see you in that.
Right.
It's a good name.
Oh, there's pushback on the name.
They're wrong.
Ah, thank you.
Doesn't have anything to do with them. Fuck them. Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, I like the name. It's corset. I like the word corset. And I like the
metaphor.
And you're
wearing a corset.
And I'm wearing a corset on the cover. And I don't mention it. I don't have a bit about it in my album. But it's just that's how I felt like I was tightly wrapped mm-hmm. for the last for the time frame when I wrote this material. I could barely breathe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And then that's awesome.
Right.
That goes in the liner notes if there are any. And it's awesome.
Well, I was like, well, could we have the other image for the back? And everyone's like, there's no back.
There's
it's
no
a digital.
Back.
If there's no back.
That's why I want the album. I want liner notes.
Yeah.
But the, I also did Largo and you did Largo.
Yeah. Well, I did with Pat and I think I talked about it there, right?
I don't know. Not last. We.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It was
yeah.
right after. I think.
Oh yeah. I did it with Patton and Orlando. I think I did tell you about this. I told you that he worked for CORE. He worked for Sean Penn's thing, and they go into communities that are not getting the vaccine because of hesitancy or because they can't get the day. They're afraid they're going to have to take 5 days off. You know, because they've heard how it can lay you out, which it didn't for me and you, but you know, I thought I told you that.
No, but and the show was amazing and it was Largo.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, he's hilarious. He opens for Patton a lot. Patton was great. It was a lot of fun. And he's such a good storyteller, you know, like he talked to somebody and they sparked a memory in his head and he just comes out with a full story, beginning, middle, end, callback. And I'm not like that. You know, I'm very structured. So I admire watching that, you know, it's
That's
nothing
cool.
I can do.
I did some crowd work and did some stories off of what I was talking to people.
Yeah.
On.
Who did you work with?
JP booked it. And
oh,
so,
whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So Pete Holmes.
Coco.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was Pete Holmes was closing.
Okay.
We all did 20s. We tag teamed.
Oh, nice.
And I introduced Fahin Anwar. And then he introduced Solomon Giorgio.
Oh, man.
And then Solomon Giorgio introduced Pete Holmes.
That's a great show.
That was a great lineup. And super fun. And I'm going to, I guess, Flannery was talking to me about opening for Patton next month or in 2 months or whatever.
Oh, yeah, because he's doing Patton and Friends.
Okay.
He goes up cold. And he does like 10 to 15, and then he brings up the comics and MCs it. And then he
okay,
closes
nice.
With like a half hour.
Yeah, that's how it ought to
that's
be.
That's cool, yeah.
I like that. And the, but I haven't seen Patton set in a decade, maybe.
Really?
Yeah, long
oh, wow.
time. I'm
yeah.
really looking forward to seeing sort of a longer set. It'd
yeah,
be kind
yeah,
of great.
Yeah.
And then I watched a special. I watched Tig Notaro's Drawn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because the guy who did L.A. Pets and won an Academy Award last year for a short called Hair Love. Mm-hmm. He was the director and his team.
Jackie, you brought this up on the last three podcasts that you worked with him.
I
that's
worked
okay.
with him.
I would too. Go
you
ahead.
You guys, let me drop a name and then pick it up. Did I drop something? Let me pick that up for you. There you go. And, well, because I'm jealous. That's all it is. I'm jealous that, he
that's
did
why
King's
I watch
Hour
any comedy is I'm jealous. Yeah. But how was it? Was it good?
It was amazing.
Did it distract you? Or did it enhance or?
Oh, it enhanced. I thought, and it was weird because he the animation was done as a special. So he animated the audience because Tig goes to the audience.
Oh yeah,
right. And he also created sort of an intro, and I don't know whose idea was that. All I know is that when he did my show, I didn't tell him what to animate, and he created so many other jokes without.
Oh,
so
cool.
I don't know if he created sort of the intro into Drawn, and then the animation changed several times, and it's only 50 minutes, and it's on HBO, and I recommend probably 15 minutes of her act is extraordinary. Is my favorite, right?
Okay.
And there's probably another 15 minutes that he made even just crazy. And the last story, he animated Martha Kelly and Steve Agee.
Audience supported.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, in the car. And Steve Agee is drawn to look like Kyle Clark. Yeah, and so you have to watch it, Kyle, because it's pretty awesome.